Slady Pad op Groot FM 90.5. Oh, feeling
coming. With over 22 million albums sold worldwide, they've earned two number one albums, Throwing Copper in 1994 and Secret Samadhi in 1997. The catalogue is filled with such gems as Lightning Crashes, I Alone and All Over You, to mention but a few. Throwing Copper produced the band's biggest single, Lightning Crashes, which was number one on the modern rock radio charts for 10 consecutive weeks. In 2017, the band were the first international act to perform at Sun International's Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria, and now they're heading back to Pretoria in November this year with their Throwing Copper 25th anniversary tour, 6th November at the Sun Arena Times Square. Tickets available at CompuTicket. And joining me now, all the way live from New York City, the lead vocalist of the band live, ladies and gentlemen, Ed Kowalczyk. Isn't it amazing? How you doing, Ed?
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Oh, man.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Listen, it's awesome to chat to you. Let me tell you, firstly, from my side, thank you for all the great songs, man. It's carried me through so much in my younger years and a lot of stuff that I had to fight through as well. So much emotions in your song, and it's really an honor to chat to you. But let's go straight away and let's start, go all the way back, Ed. I think one of the things that I would like to ask you is your biggest show ever. If you had to, like, say what was your biggest show ever, would it be like Woodstock 19? Or was it something bigger than that, Ed?
You know, I think in terms of capacity and number of people, I would say that Woodstock 94 was probably the biggest in terms of number of people. And, you know, it was also the first time that we had ever played anywhere near that kind of, festival crowd. Because in those days, the festival scene in America hadn't really taken off yet. We had done a few in Europe, but nothing of that scale. That first Woodstock reissue in 94 was pretty extraordinary. I think it was 300,000 people or something like that.
That's absolutely incredible. I think it must be an absolute experience to play in front of so many people. But let me tell you, I mean, you've played in front of so many big crowds through all the years. But let's talk about it. I mean, I want to touch on it quickly. I mean, the break of the band a while back, I mean, everybody was holding their breath and saying, oh, my goodness, this is terrible. But luckily, in 2016, you decided to reunite again. How did that moment happen? And what made you decide to reunite?
Well, it was a process that lasted a couple of years. I mean, I was out doing my solo thing. The guys were doing their thing. And, I think at the end of the day, we just started to miss each other. You know, we had gotten through the sort of negative aspects of what we were dealing with the break. And then at that point, over a year or so, say 2015, just like texting back and forth with Chad Taylor, hey, how's the family? How's everything going? Let's have a beer and get back together. And then I think I drove into our hometown in York, Pennsylvania, and we had a couple beers, Chad and I, and next thing you know, we're in a room together, the four of us just have, like, we'd never stopped, it was just this really natural reuniting of our friendship, and we put everything behind us and just wanted to look to the future. We were just so, we realized, too, we're so blessed with this fan base all over the world, and they were just, really letting us know all the time, like, hey, we really miss you guys, and so that was a big inspiration too, just to get back and get back to doing our thing for the people and for each other and with each other. It's just a beautiful end of that chapter, the break to get back together the way we did.
And Ed, I mean, especially your relationship with the band members after the breakup and reuniting again, tell us a little bit about that. Has the relationship deepened quite a lot after that?
Like I said, it was really natural. I remember just thinking, like, every show that we did, especially at the beginning of the reunion, in 2016 into 2017, and really to this day, there's just an extra level of gratitude and joy in our band now that I don't think we would have if we hadn't gone through what we went through, So we're just loving it, man. I mean, every day we're just so grateful to be back, and you can really sense that joy on stage, and I know that the music's benefiting from it, and the fans can really tell we're up there having a blast.
Yeah, well, absolutely. One can see that on stage as well. Ed, you're loving South Africa. You're actually heading back to South Africa. 2017 was you actually performed. That was the very first international band that played in the Sun Arena. What brings you back to South Africa?
Well, we started to, we celebrated our, the 25th anniversary last year of Throwing Copper, and that was a, you know, we did, gosh, we did a huge U.S. summer tour, we did a bunch of festivals, and so this was really like, you know, South Africa was definitely part of the plan to get to get bring this show down to you guys. It just, we couldn't make it, there was so much going on last year that we needed to push it to this year, and they said, well, it's not technically the 25th, so it's the 26th anniversary now, but we're not counting, you know what I mean? We said, whatever, let's just get down and make sure that people can see this show, that we knew the South African fans would love this show, and so like I was saying earlier to a guy, so, you know, by the time we've got this thing pretty well oiled now, so we've done, I think, about 100 concerts with this show. So we're, by the time we get down to you guys, it's going to be very well oiled and really awesome.
Ed, how much can you say about the show that's coming to South Africa now? How much can you tell us about the songs that's going to be played? Can you say what your lineup's going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, we, of course, the center of gravity of the Throwing Copper show is obviously those songs from that album.
Yes.
We're not doing the record from top to bottom, but we're getting to a lot of the sort of the songs that, you know, people really like that aren't the big songs, you know, like TBD and stuff like that. So we've been working in a couple of our, you know, songs from other albums just to get to all the, try to touch base with everything, you know what I mean? And give people a real picture of our whole career, but at the same time, you know, the center of gravity, of course, being the fact that we're still celebrating this this really monumental record for us and for the fans Throwing Copper.
Ed, I can tell you Pretoria loves the band. I mean, you saw that when you were here last time in South Africa, specifically down to Pretoria. And let me tell you, the tickets is selling so quickly at the moment, Ed.
Yes, they are. I just got the news that we, of course, we're adding a second show in Pretoria November 7th, on Saturday.
Right.
So I know there are a few tickets left for the 6th, but there was just so few left that the guys, Andy and the guys decided to add another one. So we were super thrilled to get that news, I'll tell you.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm actually quite excited myself because I think there's still a lot of people that wants to get to the show. I know you guys are very busy. You're very, very busy with media and stuff. Just lastly, for the South African fans that is going to go and come and see you guys, what is the last word from your side for the fans?
We are so excited to get back down there, and we had such an amazing trip last time, and we know that we get giddy because we know the show's really good, and just get excited to bring it to places like South Africa where we know the fans are really going to love it.
Awesome. We can't wait to have you. We'll see you down here on the 6th and the 7th of November at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. And also you're going to head down to Cape Town at the Grand Arena in Grand West in Cape Town on the 10th of November. So the tickets available at CompuTicket. Get them so gou as moontlik because they are selling out very fast. Ed, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to us. I can't wait to see you guys live in South Africa on the 6th or the 7th of November. We'll see you then.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Take care, bro.
Hoorai, daar het jy dit mense, so daar sê, Ed van die band Live.
Dit is so cool.
Ek rattle.
Jy het baie goed gedoen, Ruben.
Oh my goodness, dit was amazing om met hom te chat. Mense, ek wil vir jou sê, daai kaartjies gaan verkoop. Hulle het so pas laat weet, daar's 'n tweede vertoning oopgemaak, die 7de November per Pretoria. So daar gaan twee shows wees, en hulle gaan live kom perform hierso. Ek sê wat ek gesê daar, live kom perform.
Live.
Ek wens ek het meer tyd saam met hom gehad, daar's nog soveel vrae wat ek by hom wil gevra het, maar in elk geval, kom ons kyk wat gebeur. So, ek het vir jou Dolphin's Cry op pad net hierna. Maar ja, dit was amazing.
Slutty Pod. Weesmiddag tussen 3 en 6 op Groot FM 90.5.